She was noted for a number of great quotes. The secret to staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age. Did you hear her just make these quips every once in a while? You say, wow, that's something. She said, love yourself first and everything else falls into line.
That's true. Lucy very much believed in the art of selfishness is what she called it. She was a big follower of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. In fact, Dr. Peale married her and Gary Morton. Lucy always said, if you don't take care of yourself first, then you can't take care of what else you need to do. Mm-hmm. So she called it the art of selfishness, and she was very big about that.
Was religion or faith any part of her life?
Faith, she wasn't an organized churchgoer. She sent her kids to be raised Catholic because of their father. But her mother, Dee Dee, took them to Mass all the time and did all the little Catholic child things. She had faith in many things. Hard work was one. But just like in politics, she didn't make a big thing out of her faith or her religious preference.
She once said, I'm not funny. What I am is brave.
Yeah, I know that. She
so
said
you
that.
Talked about that. She was the one who dared to do all these stunts and all that, where many would not do that.
Right, right. That's true. And she had that reputation doing the movies. I think one of her favorite movies was The Big Street with Henry Fonda. That was one of her favorite movies because she didn't have to do slapstick or anything, even though she loved that. It was kind of a sad story, too. Mm-hmm. The Facts of Life was another funny movie with Bob Hope. That movie wasn't released out of the theater for many years. It had something to do with the rights. Hope had control over something. So it took a long time for that movie to come out on a DVD.
In 1971, she became the first woman to receive the International Radio and Television Society's Gold Medal. In addition, there were four Emmys, induction into the Television Hall of Fame, and recognition for her life work from the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts.
And Lucy always regretted that they didn't include Desi in that Hall of Fame. She said they did Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy as a couple. They should have done Desi with me.
I wonder why they left him out.
I have no idea. Maybe because they were divorced.
Divorced, maybe.
The other couple were together forever and ever.
And then she says it's a hell of a start being able to recognize what makes you happy.
Yeah, and that's the art of being selfish. And she took care of people that you just don't hear about. She saw that certain people that needed to got into the motion picture country home. You know, the rules were pretty strict. She didn't do any grand gestures as to naming a billion-dollar building after her or something, but she was always doing things. As long as I worked for her, when she would do a Johnny Carson show or a game show, like Password, she loved playing Password. That money that she earned doing that always went to the Children's Hospital in L.A., the orthopedic division.
You said she would help people.
Well, mostly people that she knew. Me and Frank, money that she had planned to leave us in her will, she gave to us earlier. And she did that for a lot of people she knew. Her first maid that she hired when she first came to L.A. was named Harriet. Harriet was ill. And Lucy called up her tax attorney and says, give Harriet that money now. She needs it. So she was always helping people like that.
You and Frank.
Frank is Frank Gorey. I mentioned the driver. Frank worked for Lucy longer than I did, and we're still friends. Frank lives in L.A.
She wanted to make sure both of you were taken care of before she died.
Yeah.
And tell them about the ring you have on your finger. That's interesting.
I have a ring that Lucy wore every day. I see it in pictures of Lucy. I see it when I'm watching film or something. When we were closing up the house, we'd take an inventory. Lucy Arnaz was deciding what went where and what charity got this and museum got that. And she gave me this ring.
It's beautiful.
I don't wear much jewelry. I never wear jewelry except for my pearls and my ring. But I wear it because it was Lucy's and she wore it all the time. Lucy gave me so many things over all the years. She would stop on the way to work. She drove herself to work until she broke her leg and then she was in that cast for a while. After that, she would let a driver drive her. She still drove. She'd drive to the manicurist. But she would stop and buy me a present. I always met her at the car with a whole list of things that had to be done that day and notes to put in the car, and she'd say, here, honey. She just was very, very generous.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.